Thank you. From The Cure, their brand new album. It is called Songs of a Lost World. It just came out November the 1st. So, yeah, we are. We did feature it last week, but we didn't get through to all of it. And normally I would just leave it at that, but it is a very good album, and I'm very impressed with it. And I'm quite, I think it was appropriate to kind of play the whole thing. I was in the same way I was impressed with Gary Numan a few years ago with his new album. And I thought, oh, this is pretty good stuff, considering that, you know, what's being put out there these days, musically speaking. This is good stuff. Anyway, yeah, the new album is called Songs of a Lost World. The tracks I just played were I Can Never Say Goodbye, All I Ever Am, and End Song, which was like 10 minutes and 25. Sounded a bit like 80s Genesis. Those drums, very Genesis-like from the 80s. And I wonder if Hugh Padgham is around producing this album. I'd have to check. But I've never been a big fan of The Cure. I recognize their place in the universe. But whether they're actually, you know, rating, I just thought them as a kind of a pop band. But, you know, everybody matures. Everybody matures and in their musical talent. And as we get older as musicians, we expand our musical repertoire, I hope. And then we listen to other things, and other things come into our musical, you know, creativity, shall we say. That makes sense. I know a lot of musicians don't listen to music, but they play in cover bands, and, you know, they don't want to listen to new music. So I was just telling DJ Billy on Twitch there's a Gibson Les Paul on sale in on Facebook Marketplace for $400. I know it looks like the real deal, but you can't tell from the pictures. But it looks like it. It's one of those unbound ones with very silver things. I don't know. A good Chinese knockoff, I think. Anyway, you have been listening to DJ Ian on the House of Prog. We had a few people coming in and out of excuse me. Sometimes my voice just disappears. Yeah, I think I'm coming down with something. So definitely. Live radio, I tell you. You can listen to us on Tuesdays, 10 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM, and on Thursday morning, 7 till 9. You can listen to cjsf.ca, and it's all perfectly legal. It won't get blanked out like it probably will here on Twitch. And we do replays on the House of Prague as well. So, yeah, well, thanks for listening, everybody. Much appreciated. We're going to finish off with one more track from The Cure. And it's a good almost 7 minutes long, this one. This is a track called Alone. And well, thanks for listening. We'll see you all next time. Thanks for DJ Billy and the lovely Demzy and Maria. In the, I don't know if she's still there or not. I think she went, came and went. Obviously, she subscribed. I could do with a few subscribers on Twitch. I've only got 16 at the moment. So, anyway, adios, everybody. We'll see you next time. And I will say have a great weekend. And we'll see you next Friday. Or if you're on Twitch, we'll do my live show. 1 p.m. I play my own original music live at twitch.tv/IanMVancouver. Adios for now. Bye.
You have been listening to DJ Ian on the houseofprog.com and his radio show Transatlantic Express. Tune in every Friday, 12 noon, Pacific, 8 p.m. UK. And if you're in Vancouver, you can check out the show on CJSF 90.1 FM every Tuesday, 10 p.m. Until then, have a great week, and we'll see you next time.